Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTK Morning Show. Yeah, back from vacation. Had it took the week of Thanksgiving off just to kind of reset. And I tell you, if you're not taking time off in a while, I highly recommend it. It is, at least for my profession sometimes, it seems it's kind of a pain because you have to work extra hard for a few weeks ahead of time just to get one or two days off. But I'm telling you, wow, just feel much better to be back and much more focused to work. But in any case, here is your recap for today, Monday, November 28th, 2022. Here's what you may have missed on the show today. We talked about being confident and knowledgeable at work. I mean, that's a good thing, you would think, right? But sometimes the phrases we say can leave you sounding pretentious or insecure or, dare I say, arrogant. This is according to a couple of experts on our language, and they've rooted out some phrases that really come across as arrogant and you may want to drop from your lexicon while you're at the office. Number one on the list, I don't mean to brag, but, well, if you don't mean to brag, don't brag, okay? It's just as simple as that. Also, something to avoid is saying, I already knew that, or doesn't everybody know that? Because everyone lives their life differently. Not everyone has the same experiences as you, and they may not know, genuinely know. That can come across as being a little too arrogant. Another phrase to avoid, I'm pretty sure that, ... It's usually better just to say what you don't know rather than attempting to make somebody guess or sum up, making them guess to you. Again, that can come across as arrogance. I love this one here. No offense, but, and let's be real honest, anytime you put the word but in a situation, it means that whatever you just said, you've just kind of canceled out. And then number one on the list that you probably should be dropping, and I completely agree with this one, oh, I was just kidding. Because you know that is a very passive-aggressive way to insult somebody. It gives you the permission to say whatever you want, or you think it gives you the permission to say whatever you want, and it's not necessarily true. So if your racist coworker says something, follows up by, oh, I'm just kidding, they're just a racist coworker. Most unpopular gifts to give. This is according to a recent survey found out which gifts Americans find undesirable. Number one on the list are flowers and or plants. 42% of survey takers said that basically finding a way to incorporate that plant or that flower into their decor is stressful, and therefore it's off-putting, so avoid that gift. Second worst on the gift-giving list are beauty products. Just much like the plants or flowers, beauty products are highly individual, and it can be very difficult to finding the right product for them. Also making the disappointed list of gifts are liquor, pet products, books, fitness products, and clothing. If you're looking for a home run gift this year, household items and tech, number one on the list. Oddly enough, that dreaded, you know, don't give it if you have to plug it in type of mentality has been replaced because of our love for tech. We talked about cutting costs, especially when it comes to your utility bill, because there's been kind of a rumor floating around the internet. It talks about if you're just heating one room, it's cheaper for you to heat that room with a space heater versus running your home's heating system, which heats the entire home. Is that true? Technically, it is, because a space heater that uses electricity will use less electricity to heat a room than your home's heating system if it is electric. That is the big caveat here. A space heater uses about 20 cents of electricity per hour compared to your home's electric heating system of about 50 cents per hour. But if you have a newer home, newer condo, newer townhome, apartment, generally those systems are going to use gas in some way to heat your home. And generally, gas runs 30 to 85% cheaper compared to electricity. So the big takeaway on this one is here is that if your home is older and perhaps has a completely electric heating system, it might be cheaper to use a space heater if you're only using one room. But that wisdom goes out the window if every person in every room is using a space heater. That's not going to work. And then also very, very important, because the number one way to burn your house down, according to the experts, are unattended space heaters. So make sure you're always in attending. Make sure that the dogs and the kids are staying clear. And if you do use them, just make sure you're always attending and you're always in the room with them.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, as the song goes, soon it will be Christmas Day. And if you're taking any lessons from the Thanksgiving break, you realize that your kids say, "I'm bored," quite frequently. Doesn't matter what you do, how you try to plan and make life better for them, they're always bored. So why not this vacation, Christmas vacation, set up a little bit of a Christmas treasure hunt? And in fact, this is actually a pretty good way also, too, if you are cutting down on the number of gifts you're giving this year, this could actually add a little bit more pizzazz to Christmas morning or some event prior to Christmas Day itself. And the whole idea is that you make kind of a treasure hunt for the kids. And, you buy little trinkets like stickers or little food or piece of candy or a little toy, and you hide them around your house. And the whole idea is that you make a you give them hints as to where they look. The biggest hassle, I would imagine, on this one is to figure out which sort of clues you can give your kids. But believe it or not, there's enough generic messages on clues online that you simply have to just cut and paste. Because treasure hunts usually require the ability to read clues, if you have younger kids, you might want to use this, but kind of tweak it a little bit. Instead of using clues as a treasure map, use it more like an Easter egg type hunt, where they just look around and look for scattered gifts throughout your home or your property, and there's something for them to do. The best smelling Christmas trees, this is according to Big Tree. There are about 5 of the 35 species of Christmas trees that are going to give you the best scent of aroma. Scotch pine, balsam fir, the Douglas fir, the Fraser fir, and the Colorado blue spruce. Of those trees, the balsam fir is going to give you the most fragrance for your buck. Fortunately, and maybe this is why, it also happens to be the most popular Christmas tree sold in America. While fragrant it may be, their branches tend to be soft on the balsam, which means the heavier ornaments may not work. Second on the scented trail is going to be the Fraser. Not only does it have kind of a long shelf life, they can last up to 6 weeks, and they rarely shed their needles, but those branches are going to be much stiffer, so you may pay a little bit more for the Fraser, but it's going to hold things up a lot better, and it will last you a lot longer as well. And just kind of keep this in mind if you're thinking about cutting down your Christmas tree in Florida this year. Basically, there's 5 types of trees that are Christmas trees that are used and grown in Florida, and that are going to be the red cedar, the Virginia pine, the sand pine, the spruce pine, and the Leyland cypress. All of those are very great for Florida's climate, but they're not going to be have a big scent of that classic Christmas tree that you love so much. And then finally, we talked about recorking your wine because you may be enjoying a glass here or there, but not finishing up the bottle, which is quite all right. But just keep in mind that you need to cover up the bottle of wine regardless because you don't want it to oxidize. And what will happen is too much oxygen comes in, it sours the wine, and you have to use it for cooking purposes, and you don't want to waste a $50 bottle of wine that way. So if your cork is intact, resist the urge to use the clean side or the side that isn't stained as the side you want to put back into the bottle because you just don't know where it's been. It's not really, really clean. It's probably best just to put the corked side back in. They also talk about even putting red wine in the refrigerator to slow down the oxidation as well. About 3 to 5 days of corked wine will be good for drinking on another day. So there's the show for today, Monday, November 28th, 2022. Of course, I always welcome your comments and your feedback. You can email me at cmalone@audacy.com, and that's spelled AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!